It's December. What's happening in the natural world? Here's Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman, co-authors of the Colorado Nature Almanac.
Well, we're back at Sawhill Ponds again. Not here to see birds so much this time, or frogs, but clouds. Actually, Sawhill Ponds is probably one of the premier sunset watching places in North America. The reason is the standing wave clouds, which are created over the Rockies as moist Pacific air masses rise up over the west side of the Rockies. As they come down the east side, they form waves. And at the crest of those waves, the moisture tends to condense out into these long lens-shaped clouds called lenticular clouds. And sometimes you'll get several rows of them coming off the mountains. So when the sun sets behind the Boulder Mountain Park here, it illuminates the standing wave clouds and you get these fiery, fiery sunsets.
During the winter, we often see iridescent clouds or sun dogs near the sun. These phenomena occur when ice crystals in cirrus or lenticular clouds refract the sunlight into opalescent colors. The brightness is enhanced when the crystals are more numerous and uniform in size.
Well, there goes the sun tucked in behind the mountains. No big bold clouds this evening, just some ragged rosy clouds up along the divide, but the reflections of the naked cottonwoods in the water are gorgeous. I don't think there's such a thing as a bad sunset at Sawhill Ponds. If you'd like to see photos of standing wave clouds taken here on one of those spectacular nights, visit the Boulder County Nature Association website and click on Standing Wave Cloud.
If we came back after dark and searched the sky with binoculars in the vicinity of the constellation Perseus, we might be able to see Comet Holmes. This is a comet that surprised astronomers on October 24th, when it suddenly erupted and became bright enough to see with the naked eye. It's fading a bit now, but should remain visible with binoculars all the way into March. The big fuzzball is about 1 million miles wide. It was spewed out a month ago from a frozen dirt ball only 2 miles wide. This week, the comet is slightly to the east and lower than the bright star Murfak, and there will be no moonlight to obscure it. For photos and more information, check the Sky and Telescope website.
To get to Sawhill Ponds Wildlife Area, take 75th Street north from Valmont. Go about a mile and turn left.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of the Colorado Nature Almanac and the Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie.